ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायण चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वचायम् उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 18, text number 9. Just one second. Okay. One second, let me get that. Upavanitam etat vaha punyam parikshitam maya vasudeva katopetam akyanam yat aprichata. Upavanitam etava punya parishitam maya vasudeva katopetam akyananya apichata. Upavanitan etava punya parishitam maya vasudeva katopetam akyanaya apichata. Upavanitan etava punya parishitam mayam vasudeva katopetam akyanaya apichata. Punya parishitam maya vasudeva katopetam akyanaya apichata. Upavanitam etava punya parishitam maya vasudevam katopetam akyanaya apichata. Marajis. Upavanitam etava punya parishitam maya vasudeva katopetam akyayana apichatam. Upamanita etava punya parishitam maya vasudeva katopetam akyayana pravichatam. upavanita etava punya kalishya vasudeva katopetam akena apichatam upanitam. Almost everything described. Etat, all this. Vaha, unto you. Punyam, pious. Parikshitam, above marriage parikshit. Maya, by me. Vasudeva, of Lord Krishna. Katha, narrations. Upetam, in connection with. Akyanam, statements. Yat, what. Apichata, you asked from me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O sages, as you did ask me, now I have described almost everything regarding the narrations about Lord Sri Krishna in connection with the history of the pious Maharaj Parikshit. So this is Sutta Goswami speaking. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history of the activities of the Lord. And the activities of the Lord are performed in relation with the devotees of the Lord. Therefore, the history of the devotees is not different from the history of Lord Krishna's activities. A devotee of the Lord regards both the activities of the Lord and those of his pure devotees on an equal level, for they are all transcendental. Om Agyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Umanitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdadesmadi Tamo Vishnu Goswami Namini Namo Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdesmadi Bhakti Vidanda Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Guravani Prachani Minimi Shisha Shimavadi Prasthas. Upamanita Etava Punya parishitam maya vasudeva katopetam akyanam ya aprichata. O sages, as you did ask me, now I have described almost everything regarding the narration about Lord Krishna in connection with the history of the pious Maharaj Parikshit. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he's talking about the activities of Lord Krishna and the activities of the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he said that a devotee of the Lord regards both the activities of the Lord and those of his pure devotees on an equal level. For Lee, are all transcendental. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna actually confirmed this. Krishna says, Jama kama chamed divyam evan yoveti tatvadaha tyakvan deham punajamam naintimam etisho arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in the material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So from this we could understand that to become free from the material world is actually an easy thing. We just need to know the activities of Lord Krishna is transcendental, is not material. So in this regard, there's a nice you know, story. There was one time, the great sage, Narada Muni, he was passing through our earthly planet on his way to Vaikuntha to see Lord Narayana. And on the way, he met two persons. One is a Brahmana, very qualified Brahmana, engaged in, you know, all kinds of, you know, ritualistic activities, studying the Vedas. And there is another person, is a cobbler, shoemaker. So, when Narada Muni first met the Brahmana, the Brahmana offered obeisance to Narada Muni, and immediately he asked, "Oh, great sage, where are you going?" And Narada Muni told him that, "I'm going to Vaikuntha Loka to see Lord Narayana." "Oh, is it? Can you do me one favor? Can you ask the Lord when I'm going to go back to Vaikuntha Loka?" And Narada Muni said, "Sure, I'll definitely ask the Lord about that." And then Narada Muni met another person, which is the cobbler. So when the cobbler met Narada Muni, he offered his great respect to Narada Muni. And then he also asked Narada Muni, "Where are you going, oh my great sage?" And Narada Muni told him, "Actually, I'm going to Vaikuntha Loka to see Lord Narayana." And the corporal immediately, "Oh, great sages like you can travel, you know, anywhere. So can you do me one favor? Can you ask Lord Narayana when I'm going to go back to the Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual world?" And Narada Muni told him, "Sure, I definitely ask the Lord about that." So Narada Muni continued his journey, and ultimately he reached the Vaikuntha Loka, and he saw Lord Narayana there. And then while talking to Lord Narayana, Narada Muni remembered the two persons he met on this earthly planet. And he asked Lord Narayana, saying, "My dear Lord, while on my way to Vaikuntha Loka to see you, I met two persons on the earthly planet. One is the Brahmana, and another is the cobbler. So they were both asked me when they are going to come back to the spiritual world. Can you kindly, you know, because I'm going to go back soon to the earthly planet, can you tell me?" And Lord Narayana answered, "Sure." So for the Brahmana, Lord Narayana said, "It will take him many births, you know, to go back, you know, to the spiritual world. But for the cobbler, after ending this life, the present life, he will come back to the spiritual world in his next life." And Narada Muni was surprised to hear the answer of Lord Narayana, because Narada Muni knows that the Brahmana is always engaged in, you know, pious activities like studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices. Whereas the cobbler, you know, he's just a simple, you know, shoemaker. So Narada Muni asked the Lord, "Why is like that?" And then Lord Narayana told Narada Muni, "You will find out when you meet them. You just tell them when they ask me what I was doing in the Vaikuntha planet. You just tell them both that I was passing an elephant through the eye of the needle. When you tell them this, then you could understand why the result is like that. So after some time, you know, Narada Muni came back to the earthly planet. So he went to see the Brahmana. And then when the Brahmana saw Narada Muni, and he immediately, you know, asked Narada Muni, "Oh, great sage, did you meet Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha Loka?" And Narada Muni told him, "Yes. So did you ask the Lord when I'm going to go back to the spiritual world?" And Narada Muni answered, "Yes, I asked." "So what did Lord Narayan say?" And Narada Muni said, "The Lord told me that you have to take many births on this earthly planet before going back to the spiritual world." And upon hearing the answer of Narada Muni, the Brahmana became very angry, and he said, "Now how is it possible like that? You know, I don't believe that you met Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha Loka. Tell me what Lord Narayan was doing in the Vaikuntha Loka." And Narada Muni told the Brahmana, saying that when I met Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha Loka, so Lord Narayan, he was just passing an elephant through the eye of the needle. Upon hearing, you know, the answer of Narada Muni, the Brahmanas immediately said, "It's ridiculous. How can it is possible?" "It's very ridiculous." Yeah. And then Narada Muni understand why Lord Narayan would say it will take many lifetime, you know, for the Brahmana to go back to the spiritual world. Because the Brahma cannot understand that the activities of the Lord is all transcendental. Yeah, he cannot understand. Yeah, that's why it will take many lifetimes. Actually, in the purport of the of this verse, Prabhupada, he said, for this kind of person, it will take many lifetimes, and only by the mercy of the devotee of the Lord, you know, he can start, you know, devotional service, and then he can go back to the spiritual world. And then Narada Muni continued his travel, and finally he met this cobra. And when the cobra saw Narada Muni, the corporal immediately offered his respects, and he asked Narada Muni, "Did you meet Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha planet?" "Yes," Narada Muni answered, "Yes, I did." So, and the corporal asked, "Have you asked the Lord that when I'm going to go back to the spiritual world?" And Narada Muni said, "Yes." And Narada Muni told him that the Lord told me that after the end of this life, in the next life, you will go back, you know, to the spiritual world. And the corporal was very happy to hear that. Jai, immediately he, you know, is in ecstasy. Yeah. And then Narada Muni asked the cobra, "Do you want to know what Lord Narayan was doing in the Vaikuntha planet?" And the cobra was very eager to hear that. He said, "Please tell me." And Narada Muni told him, "When I met Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha planet, the Lord was just, you know, passing an elephant through the eyes of her needle. And immediately, the cropper said, "Jai, look at my Lord. He's omnipotent. He can do whatever things, wonderful things he could. He just have firm faith with those transcendental activities." And then Narada Muni realized why Lord Narayan would say that the cobra would go back to the spiritual world in his next life. Yeah. So we should have firm faith with Lord Krishna's activities. Lord Krishna's activities is actually transcendental. It's not material. Although, you know, when the Lord comes to this material world, he's acting like an ordinary human being, but actually, he's always, transcendental. And Prabhupada also said that the Lord, pure devotees' activities are also transcendental. Recently, the Chinese devotees, they were translating the subtitle of the film of Srila Prabhupada into Chinese. And they requested me to edit the translation. So I got the opportunity to watch the film of Srila Prabhupada over and over again. And I was, as I was watching the movie of Srila Prabhupada, I was really amazed to see that Srila Prabhupada, he achieved so much within a short period of time of 12 years. He, we all know that Prabhupada, he came to America in 1965, and within a short period of 12 years, he established more than 100 centers all over the world. And he wrote more than 50 volumes of books. Yeah, very big books like the Bhagavad Gita, 50 volumes. And he initiated many thousands, like 5,000 to 10,000 of disciples like that. I'm really convinced that Prabhupada's activities, the activities of Srila Prabhupada, is actually not ordinary. Because not only any ordinary human being can achieve great success like that, you know. And I want to share one of a few minutes of the movie. Can I play a little movie about that that movie? Yeah, just a few minutes. Yeah, we can all get some.
I'm Reed Collins. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A hypnotic rhythmic chant of 16 words has replaced LSD and other drugs for some in New York's East Village. On 2nd Avenue and 1st Street is a storefront in which a Swami has set up shop. There, his American disciples are learning about Krishna consciousness.
Someone told you the story, you wouldn't believe it. Here he is. He's 70 years old. He has no money. He has no contacts. He has none of the things it makes for success. He's starting an effort, and it turns into an international movement.
I want a vision, a revolution against materialistic civilization. That is my ambition, so that the whole world may be happy.
Prabhupada came to America in an extraordinary time.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Everyone was questioning. Everyone was searching for a better way of life.
Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Timothy Leary came along with the drug bandwagon, but that wasn't good enough. We wanted an alternate reality that wasn't drug-induced.
And suddenly this new force from the East was coming in. People began to look towards India.
There was a sense in us that the ancients knew something, that there was a goodness inherent in men, and there was a wisdom.
The prophet got here right at that historical moment in time. He walked right into the middle of it.
He was such a curiosity. I mean, just to look at him was just an amazement. Wow.
He was a person that seemed to be experiencing a state of happiness that came from someplace that they knew nothing about and never had any access to. And so they were intrigued.
He says, this movement is meant to bring about a revolution and the life of a misdirected civilization.
Prabhupada brought forward the great culture and the great teachings of those who came before him.
Everyone is thinking, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm European, I'm Australian, but I'm not this body. I'm a spirit soul.
If I see this person, this soul, struggling just like I'm struggling in my body, then all of a sudden we're family, and I have a reason to love you. That's deep.
He challenged the very premise of our material life. And for many of us, that was exactly what we needed to hear.
Our mission is to see everyone become happy. We don't want to see that we exploit somebody else and I become happy. No. We want to see everyone happy. But they do not know how to become happy.
The activities of the pure devotee, they are definitely transcendental. You know, after watching this movie, I realized that the pure devotee has the power to create a Vaikuntha atmosphere. We know that this material world is called a place of death, Mrityuloka. People are constantly in great anxieties. But as I watch this movie, I realize Srila Prabhupada is so powerful, so transcendental, that wherever he goes, he can create a Vaikuntha atmosphere. So I strongly recommend, if anyone has any time, please watch this movie over, watch it over and over again. You will be really inspired, you know. Yeah. I just stop here. Is anyone has any question or comment? Yes, probably. Sure. 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 But today, I think we are celebrating Savasprabhu's birthday. Maybe we can watch it on Saturday or Sunday. Is that okay? Yeah. Any other questions or comments? So we will stop here. Thank you so much for coming for the Bhagavatam class. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaurav Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribol. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, there you are. That's a good idea.